It's the 16th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A social media post by the PCC has left parents angry regarding his school absence policy. The Police and Crime Commissioner Festus Akinbuswai re-emphasised his zero-tolerance approach to school non-attendance on Facebook. In the post, he describes speaking with a child who returned to school following the intervention of an attendance officer. He pointed out to the young man the importance of an education which the student understood, promising to show up for school from now on. Parents responded that there could have been a number of reasons which kept him out of school, unknown to Mr. Akinbuswai, rather than just bad parenting or antisocial behaviour. The commissioner, in defence of his position, posted, "The evidence is there. When children are not in a school environment for long enough, bad things happen to them or because of them." Liz Truss, the Foreign Secretary, believes that in the case of former Bedfordshire resident Sean Pinner and his British counterpart Aidan Aslin, a prisoner swap may be possible. The two men were accused of being foreign mercenaries and sentenced to the death penalty in Russian-controlled Donetsk region of Ukraine. Samira Salim has become Luton's youngest ever appointed mayor. Hazel Simmons, the councillor for Lewisey, says she remembers when Samara, who grew up in Luton, appeared with her father, Raj Salim, during his mayoral duties. Miss Salim, who was previously deputy mayor, has promised to focus on the reduction of knife crime and said it was a privilege to represent the town. Bedford-based Highbird Air Vehicles has received its first order for 10 Airlander airships. Delivery to Air Nostrum Group, a Spanish regional airline, will take place in 2026. The ultra-low emission Airlander was developed at Carlington Airfield in Bedford. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.